Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, we were taught that the will of God is not the same for every Christian. Some are called to go out on the mission field, while others, their mission field is here where they are. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In John chapter 15, verses 18 through 21, keep this in your mind. If the world hate you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Now, this is Jesus speaking. And he goes on to say, if you were of the world would love his own. But because you're not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore, the world hateth you. By the way, that's why we preach to repent and believe the gospel. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. You see, religious people mightily persecuted Jesus. And, as Jesus talked to these apostles, they will also persecute these apostles later. And you see, these religious people and the world, they lack the capacity to understand holiness. That is why you have wolves that are in sheep's clothing, calling grace and liberty for us to fulfill the lust of the flesh. Jude 4 describes it this way, turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. In other words, they apply liberty and grace to the flesh. Instead of the spirit being free from those things, they say it's the flesh is now free to do those things. Oh, what a terrible error that is being preached, because men do not discern the holiness and the truth of God. Now, the Thessalonian church was a testimony to other saved people, and it is a star witness, that is a manifest token, that God will be righteous in judgment, as well as for him to bestow upon these believers great reward because of their fitness. Now, they endured. They endured by obedience to the truth. Regardless of the persecution, they took personal responsibility to not quit. No man could tame him. He is called the madman of Gadarene. He ran around naked. They tried to chain him, but he would easily break the chains. Jesus came that day and cast out a legion of devils from him. And then Jesus prepares to leave, to go to the next town. And this man who has been changed by the Lord Jesus Christ comes to him and says, I want to go with you. But Jesus tells him to go home and tell your people what great things God hath done for you. Oftentimes we think of missionaries or full-time ministers who move from place to place. We say, oh, they're in God's will. Oh, they're the most blessed people of God. Oh, they're much better Christians than we. But the truth of the matter is, most often, it is God's will for us, just like with this man at Gadarene, to stay where we are. And we'd be out of the will of God to go on a foreign mission field or to go somewhere else. Staying home, people would know him. Maybe they'd even be afraid at first. He was the madman of Gadarene. And by the way, I visited in that area where the madman of Gadarene had devils cast out of him, and it's not a place that you enjoy being in. It really is not. It's probably one of the least enjoyed places that I had in Israel, and I thoroughly enjoyed so much of Israel. Now, the consistent testimony and sticking with it regardless is God's will in most situations. In other words, just where you are right now, God wants you to develop, regardless of what your past testimony has been, to have a testimony that is sticking, that is staying true, that is not quitting. Now, there are those that won't do that. And the way of those who choose to live in sin, although they know better, will find that the way of the transgressor is hard. Not only is there judgment waiting ahead, they face a lifetime of trouble and heartache in the meantime. Sin always brings trouble, whether it's immediate or eventual. It brings trouble. And so we see that in verse 6. When we have a testimony built on obedience to the truth, then we'll find eternal triumph in verse 6 as it comes through Christ. Look at verse 6. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. In his own due time, God will deal with those who have persecuted his church and his servants. A Christian has grown some when he learns how much he means to Christ. And he starts living to bring joy to the heart of the Lord Jesus Christ, even if it means suffering tribulations and persecutions in the plural. Now, it's not wise to trouble the people of God. And by the way, trouble here is in a tense which has the idea of people who repeatedly trouble you. And I've seen this in the ministry over the years, now over 30 years in ministry. I've had those that if I say something's black, they're going to say it's white. If I say it's up, they're going to say it's down. If I'm going to say turn it on, they're going to say turn it off. They're just opposed to the pastor, and they're opposed to authority over them. And I've come across people like that, and that's just the way they are. They don't like the people of God and His Word. But it's not wise to trouble them. Because it is a righteous thing. That is, it's a just recompense with God. And those that are religious, but make fun of fundamental Christianity, calling us funny mentalists, and they attack it, or the Christian with godly standards, and they make trouble for those Christians, and they persecute them, and they sow discord about them, they'll one they find that God will recompense them. Now, if they are saved, and they're doing this to the people of God, God will chasten them, and maybe even cause them to go home early. And if they are only religious but not saved, hell will be much worse for them. Now, nothing more infallibly marks a man for eternal ruin than a spirit of persecution and enmity against the name and people of God. Just as faith, patience, and constancy or endurance are an earnest, or we might say a non-refundable down payment on everlasting joy and rest, so too pride, malice, wickedness, of those who persecute the believers is an earnest paid on everlasting misery. For some, it'll happen in this world. But for all who are without Christ, their portion in the next world will be weeping, it'll be wailing, it'll be gnashing of teeth. There'll be no rest, day nor night, forever and ever. Now, as a Christian who's listening, It may seem as if God is not judging the sins of our persecutors. And that truth is forever on the scaffold while wrong is on the throne. But my friend, the day of vindication and triumph is coming. Now think about it. The triumphant Christian life. Pharaoh drowned babies. God drowned Pharaoh's army. Judas betrayed our Lord to hang on a tree. Judas hung himself on a tree. Saul tries to kill David, the man of God, with a sword. Saul is killed by the sword. You reap what you sow. What are you sowing? Is a day of triumph coming for you? Is your testimony built on obedience to truth that leads to triumph? Are you living the triumphant Christian life? I know that you have done the same thing that I did for years when I was younger. I tried Jesus for doing what I felt was right. And it wouldn't be long before frustration and temptation set in, and I was back at the place I promised myself I'd never be there again. Well, I finally decided, as a Christian, I cannot do it. And you know what? For me, that was the best thing that I could understand. I had to realize that Philippians 4:13 states, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Instead of me figuring out what is right and setting out to do it, I decided to make a commitment of my life to the Lord Jesus Christ and trust Him. By that I mean I needed to do what His Word says and the way His Word says to do it. Now, let me say this slowly. The commitment to Christ should be this way. No matter what, I'm with Jesus Christ, and I'm never going back by His grace. He is now being given my life to do whatever He wants. Although, I may not always like it, and it may not seem, at the time, comfortable. But it is now up to Christ to do what is necessary to make my life what He wants it to be. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.